Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
Greetings, and welcome to another episode of Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. I'm your host, Makua Ray. Happy that you've joined us on this exploration of timing, synchronicities, transformations, and more. You're listening to the sounds of Georgia Ann Muldrow, incredible musician and vocalist. This is a track she has composed and performed called The Black Mother. It's a little musical inspiration as we enter this conversation tonight here on Now Time Radio. I'm joined on the line, as always, by my brother in natural time, Ruben, Ken 113, calling in from Bogota, Colombia. Welcome to the show, brother.
Aho. Thank you so much, Brother Makua, for keeping this space of the new time open in real time, and very excited. Yes, very excited to be here again on this fourth show, we are speaking about the importance of doing things in real time and what that involves, and I think that that's why we are choosing or deciding that we are going to do our best to bring this show every week, every Sunday, that people are kind of thinking about a different, they're in a different frequency on Sunday. So we want right. to tap into that. We want to tap into off time. And we are still into holiday energy, so people are just starting to get back on track with the productivity and with the work schedules. So this is a really important moment for us to bring a new message regarding time in real time.
In real time, that's right. We want to thank listeners. I see some numbers here inside the studio. We want to invite people to call 347-855-8448. The number in the studio is 347-855-8448. We'll welcome your calls. Hang in there with us a little bit. In this platform, it's a little bit of juggling, so we definitely want to get to you and see if you'd like to join the conversation. We welcome you and invite you to do that. And if you have some questions, we certainly welcome questions. We realize this information is somewhat of a different angle, a different take on things. So as we're in this real-time zone today, we know that it is the birth date of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., born on January 15th in the year 1929. And grateful for the synchronicity, the energy of that, this would be his 88th birthday this year. So just the power of numbers and just an understanding of that wisdom transfer now here. Decades later, you know, we have opportunities and challenges that face us nationally, individually, internationally, you know, that it's interesting to think what would a thinker like Dr. King, what would his lens, what would his perspective on the times now be possibly? Mm-hmm. What would he offer as insight or direction for us, you know, as mm-hmm. one who obviously is internationally renowned, who's honored for his nonviolence, honored for his tireless effort among the many with whom he struggled and served, you know, for a very significant transformation in our global culture. So we want to definitely give the acknowledgement to his mission and his voice and service in this broadcast.
Absolutely.
Tonight. Yeah, so, we, you know,
absolutely.
In many ways, looking at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, especially now that we are in approaching the ceremony of accession to power of Donald Trump, and we have like this lens to compare Martin Luther King, Donald Trump, and kind of have some reference points to keep the conversation going.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's the interesting thing. I mean, we're really talking here with this calendar reform, with this calendar change energy. We're talking about giving a lens from a natural timing perspective into what's happening along the basis of the Gregorian calendar. So, I want to say that again, because there's an interesting opportunity here when we're looking at the lenses of meaning and perception and perspective. A natural timing frequency affects our thinking and our energy different than the Gregorian sort of erratic pattern mm-hmm. that we've been conditioned to. So when we begin mm-hmm. to really use this 28-day sequence, these 13 months, 28 days each, as an actual way to navigate and perceive, we begin to really have a different perspective, a different lens into what's happening in real time. So what's happening in this timing basis, what we've seen happen just in the period since Indigenous Peoples Day, October 10th, 2016, to where we are now, when we've sort of initiated some of these things along this effort to really promote this 28-day calendar. So it's an interesting thing, and you're saying as well, the lens of conscientiousness in terms of a perspective
yes.
like Dr. King may have, in comparison mm-hmm. with what we see the dominant sort of tone of the conversation being projected and the rhetoric projected by Donald Trump in this mm. sort of I don't even really know what to call it. It's an intensified wake-up call, if it's anything. I think that
yes.
it's an opportunity for people to really recognize that it's multiple dimensions as to what's happening in the situation. So it's hard to just sum it up with one
mm-hmm.
sentence. But I do think that by looking through this lens of meaning and synchronicity and purpose, we begin to understand that there's actually a transformative, even alchemical process happening when we're looking at how
mm-hmm.
time and these cycles tend to work. And when we get a different way to perceive them, we actually
mm-hmm.
change outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have the
Absolutely.
Ability to perceive differently, and as the result of our thoughts then become implied into our manifest reality. So to do it through a
Absolutely.
Lens that connects you to nature is to me just an unbelievable opportunity. So, you know, I just again want to thank listeners tuning in, and we're going to flow with this. We like to play some music every now and then just to kind of help integrate the information and the energy of what we're sharing on the show. It also gives me a chance to check and see who's in on the studio line. So we're always excited to share musical vibes. And I'm particularly excited tonight because some friends of mine, formerly known as the Boys, then became known as the Sons and the Sons of Light, now known as 4B, have just given me a single called One Love. How about that synchronicity? We played our show a couple of times before. We played Bob Marley's One Love. Well, now 4B
wow.
has this song called One Love that's just, it's urban, it's fresh, It's a beautiful, soulful song, and I'm excited to share it. It's almost like it's a debut tonight out there to the world. So listeners, right now you're getting a treat to check out this song by my family, 4B, and I'm really excited to play this now. I hope they're listening. And definitely on one of the shows upcoming, we want to have them on as guests just to talk about their artistic process, because they are aware of calendar reform, and they're aware of this transformation. So without further ado, we're going to go to some music. Thank you for tuning in tonight on Calendar Truth here on Now Time Radio. We got one love for you. Give thanks.
One love, one love. Let the world feel that. Forward motion, we can't go back. All we need is the vibration. Then every day we'll be celebrating. Sweet melodies blowing through the trees. On the way, feeling the breeze. A better day, together we'll meditate and elevate. Gonna cherish that. Our love will never be held back. No love in deep and so pure. If you could really show me that, I'm always gonna give it back. Whoa.
When silence is betrayal, even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. Nor does the human spirit move without great difficulty against all the apathy of conformist thought within one's own bosom and in the surrounding world. And some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony. But we must speak. We must speak with all the humility that is appropriate to our limited vision. But we must speak.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.
Welcome back to the show. One love. And asheo to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Overtone Human. Certainly a phenomena and a powerful presence and wisdom. It's a continuity. Yes, indeed, Brother Ruben. Yeah.
Yes.
So how you feeling,
very
man?
Very inspiring. What's happening? To hear him. Well, very inspiring to hear him giving this speech on this day and reflecting on those words and how they apply to this work also and to the need to create these type of spaces to have a voice and because as another caller pointed out the other day, this subject of calendar reform kind of was for a while under the radar, and we are trying to resurrect it, and we are trying to give it a new perspective through a calendar referendum. And I think that this shift in perspective is the one that is going to give us the opportunity to bring this message to more people. As I'm presented as an opportunity for all, really. This is not a subject that is easy to understand and absorb for many people, but we need to speak and we need to talk about it. And the purpose of having these shows is creating a space for conversation and hearing people live expressing their feelings and their perspective on what is happening. And of course, right now that we experience the tensions between the great powers of the world during the past week and all these rumors, and it makes us think about, what would Dr. King be saying on a day like today? If he were alive, what would be his perspective? So very, very important to make these holidays, as Martin Luther King Day, conscious, mm-hmm. and doing it through the lens of 1328 and the perspective of the law of time, because this is the resonant moon. For those listeners who are still new, mm-hmm. to the 13th moon 28 calendar, we are today on the sixth day of the seventh moon of the year, which is the resonant moon of attunement, and we are allowing this message of Dr. King to resonate deep within us and bring us an opportunity to reflect to what is happening in the world under that lens of his thoughts and his vision of the world. So it's very, very humbling to have this show live on a federal. I don't know correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't live in the U.S. anymore, but is this a federal holiday? No, there's only a few federal holidays, and this is...
This is a federal holiday, and then that means that tomorrow all businesses, all banks are closed. Mm-hmm. So it is a federal holiday observed as such. I want to say since sometime in the 1980s, Stevie Wonder was very a very big part of actually helping it become a holiday. And Coretta Scott King, so his wife. So yeah, I mean it's an incredible opportunity, as you're saying. Though I really appreciate that reflection on what mm-hmm. this means and the timing of actually his birth landing in the resonant moon, So there's a resonance there, and him being really a voice of empowerment and moving us toward free will, as is indicated by his own signature, is very relevant. We know today, according to the signature of the day, the signature for people beginning to learn this information as well, signature for the day relates to a qualitative, creative, purpose, value, we'll just say, in simplified terms. And today has a signature of the yellow lunar human. And I know in a little bit I want you to elaborate on some significances of that specific energy for today, so we can really get a little bit more deep into the quality value of today. But it's important just to understand these markers and these indicators, because obviously Dr. King was a fountain of empowerment for a movement that has affected the world, and we're all better for it in one way or another. And so I would say that, and obviously I can't speak for him. Nobody really can. I might presume, though, as a man of peace, that he would resonate with something like the understanding of how the calendar that we use to organize our daily lives either contributes to peace or takes away from peace. And simply understanding that from a basis of a frequency signature of the quality of numbers in their recurrence, looking at that, I mean, there's you know, a challenge that we have not necessarily addressed as a culture or society with any broad consideration, and that's the impact of this irregular frequency. The patterning of these uneven months and their impact on our thinking and on our mental health. And, you know, we are obviously, afflicted in many ways by sort of these qualities of the mind where we're challenged and we're disconnected in many ways. And so that has its manifestation in the real life in the real world. We're burdened by war. So the speech we heard, in fact, was part of Dr. King's critique on the war in Vietnam and his need to speak because of such an error in judgment that was taken to engage the United States in that war. And so that was really his vocal passion for saying, hey, when you know this truth, you can't be silent. You have to speak. And I feel very similarly about the revelation that comes with understanding the effect that the Gregorian calendar has had on us. It's one of those conversations that few people have endeavored to consider, but this calendar impacts all of us one way or another. So that's, I think very similarly, Dr. King would have been very supportive of the conversation or the consideration that the calendar has definitely been the underpinning of this oppressive society, frankly, where there has not and has not been equality, where there has been a culture of violence and oppression as opposed to a culture of creative solution and regenerative continuity, and that's what we're really aiming for in these efforts, is to really shift our thinking by use of a new calendar, a new lens in which to perceive time and our place in it toward a regenerative, truly flourishing, harmonic reality. And I believe it's possible. I really do. I have no doubt about it, in fact. I think we're living at a time where, because the information age is with us, we can help share this kind of insight and inspiration with more people than ever before. So that's a very exciting prospect with this effort and this kind of a platform and all of the tools and the apps and the integrations that are in the process of being developed to support this awareness. I'm very excited about how this is going to really just continue to flourish in people's minds. And Ruben, I wanted to ask you quickly if you would reflect a little bit then on what I spoke about with the significance of today's yellow lunar human quality. Speak about that a little bit.
Yes. Well, you were speaking. We are speaking actually about the most important aspect of this science, which is resonance. And I think that people are, thanks to the work of people like Nassim Haramein with the Resonance Project, people are getting in tune with what resonance is and what critical mass is. So these are the opportunities for us to create more reverberation of the energy, because we're in the central channel of the year. We have 13 moons. Within those 13 moons, the seventh is the exact middle, and that's that creates this matrix of 13 moons of 28 days, which are 364 days, and one day to renew the creation gives us 365, and then we start again with harmony and regularity. So doing this exercise will help us to actually entrain our thoughts live into these rhythms and these waves, which are based in sacred proportions and in a science that is based in music, because I think we are all familiar with the word tempo in music and tempo in Spanish, and the quality of rhythm that we experience throughout time, and the importance of appreciating harmony. So if we are able to appreciate these harmonic waves, we are entraining into a thought form, and our minds are kind of breaking free from this constrictive lens of the Gregorian calendar, that is, because it doesn't hold regularity or harmony, and it's arbitrary. It creates a glitch in the mind, which we have been speaking about this. That's the first aspect of the science, which is 13 moons of 28 days. But besides that, we also track a 260 day count. So this count of 260 days is based on the gestation cycle of a baby, 260 days from conception to birth, and we know that we give birth through the birth canal. And the Sulcian, which is this matrix of 1320, so we have a 1328 matrix, and above that we have another matrix which is based on the human gestation cycle, that is 260 days. So these these two cycles, the 260 days, which is also a fractal of a greater cycle, which is the precession of the equinoxes and the 26,000 years that we have heard of, that takes the one precession. These two, they work as one science that allow us to not only measure lunar and solar cycles, but measure galactic cycles, going to the next level of the scale. So this 260 matrix, day matrix, has a central column, and this central column is of course the seventh out of 13, because the matrix has 13 columns, and we are right now also in the seventh column. So the lunar human,
yes,
going back to what you were saying, is right in that central channel. So we are entraining basically the lunar count, which is the resonant moon that we are transiting. We are starting, we are closing the first week, and we are entraining with this resonant channel of the 260 matrix, and the core or the heart of the Sulcian. We are right now transiting that. So the importance of this synchronization, because it's actually this doesn't happen every year. This is a special year, because the two are really close together. The 260 day count is its resonant channel is synchronizing with the resonant channel of the lunar cycle. So that gives us like an amplified power to create a wave or to contemplate what is happening in this third dimensional reality under a new perspective. We are elevating the view from chaotic and probably irrational, we'll call many people what is happening, And we actually can see purpose in that. We know that we are going through that birth canal, the central channel of the moon cycle and the galactic cycle, and that every birth comes with pains. Well, most of them, not all of them, but we certainly we're experiencing some birthing pains right now, and that's part of the process let's say, arriving to some sort of maturity as a species, in which we can recognize that we have been entrained to an erratic perspective of time, and that it is time for us to elevate our perceptions, and entrain our minds into these higher orders of reality that are synchronized by nature, so that we can
right.
transform. Like you were saying at the beginning of the show, when you someone said when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, and it's a principle of quantum physics. So we are doing that. We are reframing all this, alchemizing this energy of the matrix, what many call the matrix, and we can touch later on into the relevance of this ceremony of into power of Donald Trump and the movie The Matrix. We can expand on that, but for now I think it's important for people to really let that sink in, that we are going through this birth canal, and that this is kind of normal to experience this uncomfort and anxiety, but that we can, if we tune in to nature, we will let go of that anxiety, and we will flow with this energy that is flowing through this central channel of the 13 moon year and the 260 day count also. So it's a very
wow.
yeah, it's really amazing that we are having this show live, because this is reverberating around the planet. There are many people
right.
who are
that's
in training
right
now with this thought form, and that's what
that's
we want
right.
to create, more harmony by contemplating this reality under a new lens, totally new.
Well, thank you for that explanation. That's great. That's actually very comprehensive, as you're you know, illuminating the fact that there are different cycles that are themselves being synchronized in nature, and that we have the opportunity through the awareness of these patterns, mathematical patterns, we're able to actually connect our thinking to those existing ever recurring patterns that exist, whether
mm-hmm.
we've put our attention to them or not. But now that we're actually aware of them, thanks to the revelation of the law of time, as well as the continuity of this calendar reform movement, sort of this whole apex moment that we've been in the process of sort of experiencing, sort of this point of intersection, convergence of these various catalysts, you know, that are really creating this profound awakening. And I would like to also say, like, something of reclaiming our consciousness, like we're actually awakening, but we're coming to something that is inherent to us. So it's not such an
mm-hmm.
unfamiliar thing. It's actually, it's our nature. So the fact that it feels right is a very telling thing, you know, and it doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be conflict ridden. It's actually harmonic. It's harmonious. You know, and that's a beautiful thing. So speaking of that, I wanted to actually play a quick tune just as an offering out here for people listening in. One of my favorite musicians is a bass player named Jaco Pastorius, and he has an album that's just an amazing album. I think it's a self-titled album. People might be familiar with it. He's no longer on the planet, but he was very active in the 70s and 80s as a session musician and a solo artist, and he was kind of on another trip, really, you know. But he left the planet far too soon, possibly, but he certainly left some powerful music. And as we're speaking of those signatures, those qualities, like the yellow overtone human for Dr. King, or today's energy being that lunar human. Jaco Pastorius is actually a solar wind. So he's actually according to my signature, he's my perfect guide, which is really a pretty far out thing. When you know his story, it's you know, as some would say, it's kind of trippy. But as far as his sound vibration, his harmonics, that's the thing. He sort of innovated this way of playing with no frets. So the fretless bass sound is something attributed to him having sort of invented. And the way, and you'll hear the way he plays it, these harmonics and the motion and the transitions he plays with is just so beautiful. And I just want to play the song for y'all. And we're going to get some folks on the line in the conversation when we come back. You are tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio, and we're going to check out Continuum from Jaco Pastorius. Give thanks.
Thank you. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Welcome back to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. I hope that everybody out there enjoyed the harmonics of the one and only Jaco Pastorius as much as I did, because I'm having a blast over here. That's like just one of my all-time favorite songs, because I think what he captures in his instrumentality are these otherworldly harmonics. I mean, these qualities that, you know,
absolutely,
are not necessarily easy to capture, and he really remarkably did that. So that song, you know, is always something I like to draw inspiration from. We're going to endeavor into the conversation. I want to welcome one of our listeners online. Angelo is listening in. I want to welcome him to the conversation. Angelo, you there?
Well, good evening, Macaroo. We done fired Angelo because it is MLK Day today. So we got Bud Justice on the wire to kind of rodeo and rope it into the work of Dr. King. Dr.
Hey now,
King and
Buzz
the Civil
Justice.
Rights Movement.
Come
yes,
on
sir.
Now, Bud Justice joining us live and direct in real time.
It's a good day for it, and I got to stir it up here a little bit because y'all are doing a fine job of covering the bases and the nuts and bolts and everything. You know, I'm gleaning from my online Wikipedia here, and I nearly forgot it was MLK Day. I'm so busy with all my to-dos, you know. But I see this movement goes back to 1896 up through 1954, and that opened the door. And then you had a great surge of interest that peaked out in the civil rights movement of things and the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
There you go.
1964 is the door. Now, you know, Mr. King is just alive today as he was yesterday, as he will be. And I just, you know, appreciate again everything that we're doing here to really explore the dynamics of time and consciousness and do a little time traveling, in the history
right.
and the mystery of things.
The history of the mystery.
A man, a woman. Yes, sir. And, you know, when I think about it, when I think about Mr. King and Malcolm X and you know, the countless scores of folks who were involved in this campaign, I think about equality. I think about equality for peoples across the board, which today isn't necessarily an issue of, well, we still got the racial segregations, we got the prejudices, we got all these beliefs and customs all wrapped up into this fictitious standard of measure, which they call the rule of law. The rule of law. Where does this come from, the rule of law? It seems as though it's a theory. It's just a far-fetched theory at that. And that theory influences what used to be the common law, which used to be the societal customs and beliefs of peoples. And then over time, those customs and beliefs of the peoples got, well, they got codified into a legal system of sorts and became case law, became statutes and this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So in looking back at how we restore this standard, this harmonic of justice, and what we need to do in reminding the powers that be that all of their authority is coming from a higher understanding, from a natural law, from a natural time. And how
That's
can we
right.
have any
natural
kind
law.
Of equitable, how can we have any kind of equitable administration of fairness or justice in this country if we don't even know what natural time is?
It's a brilliant
we don't
point
know
you
what
bring
natural
up there.
Growth. Indeed. So, you know, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of what justice is today. Justice
Go for
today,
it.
in looking back at the history of the mystery, has been completely obscured by this rule of law, which seems to be the hot topic today amongst our politicians and our elected officials. And they claim that their authority is coming from this tried and true understanding of the big picture. And because they're in tune with the big picture, they've been given the mandate to administrate that down below. And that means the regulation and the orchestration of all biological forms, according to this theory, rooted in this rule of law, which is no rule at all, because they're deriving their ideas from a time warp, from an irregularity of sorts. And I was attracted to this show tonight because of the description that y'all put into the show, content description there, about examining the beliefs and the customs and the thinkings and the doings of peoples who are rooted in this organization principle, which is no organization at all, and that we're sourcing out all of the little dynamics to our neuroses and the randomness that comes with it within this capitalistic economy of ours, and trying to figure out, you know, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
I think that that's an important segue, Buds Justice. Is it Buds or Buzz? I want to make sure I get that right.
That's Bud to you, but I respond to Buzz. Buzz is a friend of mine, too. He's from the future, and I'm from the past. You can call me BB.
BB, all right.
All due respects to Baby King and everybody else who might be on board listening in and tuning in tonight. And you know how many are downloading this to their phones after the fact. So let's keep it hot, fellas. Let's keep it hot.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Absolutely. That's a wonderful segue, though. Where do we go from here? I mean, I think that was one of the most relevant questions Dr. King asked. Where do we go from here? And that was, a wonderful explanation, if you will, of you know, some of the dynamic that we're looking at right now. And you make such a strong point. I mean, if there's an unawareness of natural time, how can you actually really create law that's equitable and is conscientious? That's a very important point you make there.
Absolutely.
I'd like to certainly just open that up for the consideration of the council on the phone at the moment. We have Ruben on the line as well, and we have Bud Justice and your host Makua Ray, grateful for this intersection in time space reality.
Absolutely. I want to add to our listener strong points, that this rule of law, which is fictitious, as he mentioned, because it's based all, we have been speaking several times that all the institutions of modern society are rooted into this fiction, and that we can call that fiction the artificial time matrix, and that this artificial time matrix creates creates a space for disharmony to really exacerbate because of its chaotic structure. So we cannot pretend to create harmony with an instrument that is based in disorder, or we cannot create order in disorder. So this is it's a mind opener. It's a conversation that can go really deep. But let's say for the moment that we are probably all familiar with the movie The Matrix, and I think that that movie released in 1999 has a lot of hidden truths, and that its success was driven by the fact that it was bringing for the first time into the masses the awareness that there is a matrix that governs everything. And if we use that lens of that movie to perceive the artificial time matrix of this fictitious rule of law, or the source of this fictitious rule of law, which is the calendar, the Gregorian calendar, we understand that there is something very crooked at the root of our society, which is this disharmony that we pretend It's not affecting us, but it's affecting our lives in from the biological point of view, from the social point of view, from the productivity point of view, and from the telepathic point of view. And that's something that is part of the conversation that goes to the next level, the telepathy aspect. But it is important to bring it here because telepathy refers to thought forms and that we cannot perceive with the senses, but that are etheric or immaterial. And that's the fourth dimension, what José Argüelles called the imaginal realm of ideas. The world of ideas is the fourth dimension, and it's governed by the laws and the rhythms of the law of time and or the synchronic order. And this artificial time matrix that is in place has a lot of, we were speaking before, of qualitative and quantitative aspects that are in resonance with the coming event of the week, which is the ceremony of Donald Trump accessing to power. So we have that Donald Trump will be rising to the most important position probably in the world, because he will be the person leading the most potent army or the most powerful army in the world, and that he will start that cycle on the same day that the movie The Matrix was released. And not only that, but it's the same date, according to this 260-day count, that Columbus arrived to America. So we can see that resonance, actually, the day that Donald Trump will take power is Red Resonant Earth. So this this Red Resonant Earth quality brings us into the fact that there is an echo chamber that we are recycling, which is Donald Trump, and that he's going to get the most attention on that day, and that all the media in the world will be talking about Donald Trump. So it's really important to see these dynamics that are behind the scenes to reframe this event telepathically. Telepathically, via our thought forms, we can perceive that behind this moment in time that is coming this January 20th, with this important event that is going to be probably the event of the year or the ceremony of the year, and we know how important are those dates and especially with the power of media today, how much of a resonance it can be created with an event like that. So it's really important
Absolutely.
To perceive that we can we are seeing this resonance between events like Columbus arriving to America or the movie Matrix release and the accession of Donald Trump through the lens of the 1320 Matrix. And we can reframe this event under a new perspective, a higher perspective, and that in itself is really important for the planet to be able to understand that there is a reason and purpose behind someone like that having so much power. So we
That's
have
right.
the opportunity here to reframe that and to
right.
suspend our judgment because we don't know really what is happening behind the scenes, but there is certain harmony behind it, and we will go with the flow, so to speak. We'll ride this storm. But it was really important for me to make that point today because our next show will be after the event, and this is really important to contemplate during the week and understand that
That's
whatever
right.
happens this week with all these tensions, there is a reason for that, and that we are We're basically reframing with our lens this event.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I'm absolutely motivated and inspired because what I'm seeing happen concurrent to this sort of matrix rise and reconquering of the world sort of metaphor happening in real time is I'm also seeing concurrently a serious movement of people who are recognizing that to change the calendar is actually the most potent peaceful revolution you could participate with. You know, I really want to say that, you know, being that I live in Washington, D.C., I'm here like in the mix with all of the attention that will be focused here in the coming days on the inauguration, as you said, on this red resonant Earth Day on January 20th, 2017. You know, what's interesting is, and I want to point out that in the resonant month, the resonant moon on a resonant day, that's a powerful sort of marker in terms of significance. So with that said, though, you know, taking something that's used daily throughout the entire world for the most part and to change it at its root, I think you spoke about that, to change it at its root would actually change the way people think on a planetary scale. And that's what we're actually encouraging here. The replacement of the Gregorian calendar as the civil standard, as the go-to calendar by the 13-month, 28-day count as the new civil standard, this harmonic lens to synchronize your perceptions into what's happening on the Gregorian calendar is a really profound and potentially earth-shaking and yet peacefully unifying revolution. And I think that's a really important point to make. Yeah, that's right. Bud Justice agrees with this message.
Amen on that. Hey, woman on that. I just want to, you know, this word telepathy, is that what you call it? Telepathy? Well, out here, you know, out here on the farm, it's about as sure as the sunrise and about as gracious as the sun sets. Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about, like, you know, sun and moon stuff and, like, you know, the fact that nobody's governing this trip? I mean, this is like, you're talking about some kind of order outside of my head because, you know, I'm out here milking cows, growing my herb stock, and, you know, we do what simple people do out here. We got telepathy and we got other, you know, big words like that, but in boiling it down to, like, the who, when, and where, I'm just trying to get, you know, I'm just trying to keep it all together here, the kids and the wife, and in terms of, like, you know, maintaining the flow. I think I get where you guys are going with this. I like it. We're going to go with it.
Well, especially if you're on the farm, you're definitely living in tune with natural time because you're going to get up with the sun. And by the time that sun is setting, or appears to be setting, as we say, you know, you're definitely going to be winding down your own biological rhythm and set to that rhythm. So I definitely think that telepathy in this case would apply to that relationship you have with nature in your daily cycle. And that's an opportunity that we oftentimes don't hear, particularly for those of us who live in the cities. We're encumbered by all this extra information, all these other frequencies playing constantly. I mean, I live in Washington, D.C. They say that the monument here is like a projector or antenna of certain crystallization of a certain frequency here in this particular district. And I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, you can definitely feel how people in D.C. in particular tend to self-edit themselves. Like, it's literally sort of a frequency of people living in this self-editing kind of space. The idea of political correctness and all that stuff. But to go beyond that is to actually tune into telepathy. In other words, those thought forms that are literally things, like it's almost like, you know, energy in the air around you, but you could pick up on it. And then you get that sensation in your physiology, in your brain, to know what somebody else is thinking because you could pick up on that vibe or that energy from them. And it's an interesting thing. But living in closer to nature, living, you know, near the ocean, living in farmland and places like this near the forest, there's an already sort of a more accessible quality of communication happening, because the vibration is still enough and the rhythm of it is such that, you know, you could really get in sync with what's happening in the natural world. The machine world in these cities, that's quite a different thing. That's a TikTok mechanized sort of operation, you know, that we've sort of adjusted into since the industrial age. So that whole scenario continues to do what it does in many ways. And yet there are, you know, daisies, as they say, breaking through the concrete more and more. And I see that happening. So the shift is quite a transformation. I mean, it's a transformation of life as we know it. It's a reconfiguration of community. It's a reconsideration of what of economy. Yeah, you know, I think all these things come up in this conversation, because the need of the moment, the need of this era, requires that. It requires us, if we're going to have a quality of life moving forward in this sort of concurrent paradigm where people are becoming more constricted, or the limits of, or the material base sort of urge is the driver and sort of the goal, as it tends to be in the material world. For those that are actually less inclined to that, who live a simpler life and who are really genuinely interested in harmony and just that connection with their family and with their community and with the planet and with their creativity, you know, these things are happening concurrently. So I think that, you know, having the ability to see through these lenses, to appreciate this in a different lens, is a remarkable opportunity. And it's definitely a revolution. Absolutely. As I said, because we're talking about literally reconfiguring the sort of underpinning program of dominant thought that, you know, operates in this particular society. It's a really interesting prospect to shift the calendar.
Yes.
Ruben, something you mentioned earlier I want to touch on really quick. You mentioned this, and we kind of passed away from it, but it's the question of this referendum in 2020, this calendar referendum. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that. I want to draw people's attention and also to the website calendartruth.info. Invite you to check out the blog at calendartruth.info, where they'll find a blog on the calendar referendum 2020 and Declaration of Universal World Peace. I think it's appropriate to bring that into the conversation, as this is the true birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. And, you know, this being his 88th, we're talking about harmonics, 88 being the scale of a piano keyboard. It's a beautiful consideration in this moment as well, as we speak of resonance and his birth in the resonant moon, which is a nice little thing for us to consider for his birthday in years to come, as we begin to reconfigure our perception on it, really understanding his role in resonating a message of equality. Like Bud Justice pointed out to us, that equanimity and equality, man, that's a goal. That's an outcome of living in harmony. So in that light, there's enough for everybody in equality. Now, with this referendum, I just want to put it out there for listeners. This is part of what this effort, this campaign that we've embarked on is about, is to make this something that becomes of a critical mass of people who are literally making the choice to adopt a 1328 lens as their daily lens for how they experience and navigate their lives. If you're interested in actually applying a harmonic lens to your Gregorian calendar, because people are still going to use a Gregorian base in some cases until they're not, you know, but as we are, as you are, have a harmonic lens through which to perceive these other obligations. So you begin to actually put harmony first. You begin to actually create your life based on harmonic standards, as opposed to this civil standard, which is really a debt standard, frankly, get right down to it. But, you know, putting your life into a frequency of there is enough. There's no need to hoard. There's no need for a frequency of greed or accumulating more and more and acquisition and you know, this other sense of extractive exchange, the way that we deal deal with the world, we deal with energy, the question of energy, as an extractive situation, that there's no real regenerative or sustaining ability in that. So thinking people, many people waking up around the question of climate, around the question of energy, around the question of poverty alleviation, they're beginning to recognize the game plan by this incoming administration, by putting certain corporate leaders at the helm in terms of how they're going to interact with the international community and things like this. These particular configurations are not actually going to really benefit the mass of people that really, you know, should be encouraged to choose what's going to work best for themselves. And that's why we're saying consider utilizing a new calendar as a way to decisively distinguish your choice of peace and harmony, to live in a frequency that is actually attuned to nature, as part of a revolution of actually reestablishing balance and equanimity as a justice outcome. You know, I mean, this opens up a lot of things to talk about, and we'll get into it on future shows. But, you know, things like garden culture and regenerative culture consciousness, these kind of ideas, this becomes an expression of the new time. And so I want to really encourage people also to visit calendartruth.info and download their copy of the 2016-2017 13-month, 28-day transitional calendar that we've put up there for folks. There's a PDF version you can download, and if you print it out, you can print it double-sided. You know, and there's instructions there for you as well, so you can actually have a beautiful wall-hanging tool for yourself. And I'm happy to also say here in the very near future, we're going to be on our Facebook page and website putting out a daily synchronizer or something to that effect. We haven't named it yet, but what it's going to show you on a display is the position of the day according to the 13-month, 28-day cycle. It'll give you an indicator also of where it is in the Gregorian as a reference, but it's like training wheels, only until you don't really need that. Because once you begin to entrain yourself to this cycle that begins July 26th every year and goes to July 24 of the following year, then you actually know you're following a cycle of a magnetic one all the way through a cosmic 13, or rather cosmic 28. That's a complete cycle of that full spectrum of 13 months. And we're happy to elaborate on these things more. We've been actually receiving some questions and inquiries through our email. We welcome your questions, info@calendartruth.info. Again, that's info@calendartruth.info. Send us your questions. You know, feel free to call in the show. We have about 20 more minutes on this broadcast tonight. We invite you to call in 347-855-8448, 347-855-8448. This has definitely been a dynamic conversation tonight. I'm really, really inspired. And I like the fact that you point out that we're actually having this broadcast in advance of this ceremony to bring on this new administration. Just as a marker to remember, we're saying these things in live time. They're being recorded to the World Wide Web. People can download the broadcast to their phone, listen from their laptop at home. It's a podcast that's available about 30 minutes after the show tonight. But it's amazing how we're actually doing this sort of in sequence in live time. And then in the coming weeks, we'll be able to really reflect on things that were posited or said, emphasized, and given energy to. This is a remarkable platform for that. So thank you, everybody, for listening.
Absolutely.
In. I'm really appreciative to Bud's Justice. Bud Justice. I want to say Bud's. I don't know why. You know, maybe it's a garden culture thing.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to stick my foot in that door for just a moment and just say that, you know, on a practical on a localized and focalized perspective right here in the gorgeous gorge of things, we got our river hours. It's a time-sharing-based currency. We got our gorge-grown food network. We're doing it. We're creating a bigger, better deal just by localizing and focalizing.
Oh. I want to
and that's what we want to see. want to see more of that, and then some. I know that's right. Ruben.
I want to add to what you just mentioned about the petition, that we launched this petition on a very important holiday also, which we know as Columbus Day, and that now is being alchemized or redeemed as Indigenous Peoples Day. But that window of opportunity to see this petition was precisely with the purpose of making conscious the unconscious, making conscious all the events that have been triggered after this alleged discovery, because it was actually the indigenous people who discovered Christopher Columbus lost at the sea, not the other way around. So we are reframing the context of history with what we are doing, and the purpose of placing or launching this petition right for this federal holiday, which has many, many layers of numerical and occult significance. It is really important to every year, as indigenous peoples are doing. So we're basically following their model. We are saying, we're making a statement that we can revert all these consequences or detrimental consequences that have been a product of the last 524 years that Christopher Columbus, since Christopher Columbus arrived to the New World, that we can revert those tragic events from the last 524 years by making a conscious choice, and this conscious choice is creating a new way of perceiving reality through this lens, and it's
exactly.
Easy, it's not complicated. You already made all the important points, but it's really important also to mention that since Columbus Day was also the same day as in the 260 count that Donald Trump will accede to power, that we also are entrained with this wave or this event by launching that petition on that same day. It's just that we did
Absolutely.
It on the same day on from the perspective of a solar lunar count, and this ceremony will take place on the same day from the perspective of a galactic or 260 day count. But basically
That's
we
right.
are entrained by this synchronicity into this wave of this event, and that makes our work more interesting and more exciting to follow, because we will see what happens after all the feathers that have been ruffled for the last week settles in the coming days and weeks. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how it settles. It's going to be a very interesting
mm-hmm.
time. So, I just want to offer a quote for people out there listening. Who owns your time owns your mind. Change your time and you change your mind. Change your mind and you change the world. That's Jose Arguelles, Volume Votan. So I just wanted to put that out there, because we're talking about freedom. We're talking about free will. We're talking about creative culture and the fact that, we need a new view. It's the idea that we can't solve the problems that we're encumbered with the same mentality used to create them. I even go so far as to say we can't create the solutions using the same calendar that created the problems. So let's
mm-hmm,
actually
mm-hmm.
create the solutions with a new view, a new lens in that 1328 calendar. Again, visit calendartruth.info to download your copy. It's in our blog, calendartruth.info. We welcome your questions, info@calendartruth.info. You are tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. Don't go away. We'll play a little bit of music. I want y'all to get into a nice vibration here in this energy, and we'll be back with a few comments at the end. Thank you for tuning in. We really, really appreciate you.
Change the calendar, change your mind, change the world.
Thank you.
We really so appreciate you tuning in tonight to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. I appreciate the sentiment of this song, the essence of the dream. We know Martin Luther King Jr. is famous for his I Have a Dream speech. And we also know that there are other values related to dream, related to making our dream time a manifest reality. And so we appreciate your participation in this journey. We know that this is a very special time. We know that tensions are very high for people, but we invite you to not lose track of that which makes you come alive, that which brings you inspiration, of that which really you've always dreamt of. Special time to have those thought seeds made manifest in this world. It's a great moment of opportunity, so don't lose track of your own dreams. I want to share a little bit from the 13-month, 28-day calendar with you here about the power and purpose of the number 7, being that we're in this resonant moon, the 7th month. 7 is the master key to calendar change. Throughout history and prehistory, 7-day cycle has been a staple within the fabric of human consciousness. 7 days is approximately 1/4 of the 28-day lunar cycle, or 1/4 of the average menstrual cycle. One might argue that it is 7 days of creation that established the 7-day week. But there is no argument regarding the fact that each month should be exactly 4 7-day weeks, especially since 52 weeks of 7 days each is exactly the same as 13 months of 28 days each. So my dream is that we actually change this calendar, because I know, I trust and know, I feel trust and know that for those who actually choose to utilize this, to adopt the 1328 lens through which to experience their day-to-day activities and schedule their lives, they're going to open themselves up to a whole world of synchronicity, meaningful interaction, intersection, transformation and capacity, creative energy abundant. That's one of the benefits of actually synchronizing ourselves to nature, is that we are restored in our creative purpose and ability.
Absolutely.
So thank you. Absolutely. So thank you for tuning in out there. Ruben, my brother, do you have any things you'd like to offer here as we wind this episode of Calendar Truth on Now Time down?
Yeah, well, just a reminder to all listeners that, as you well said, there is a higher order operating behind this chaotic node or nexus point for humanity, and that if we contemplate all these events from this new perspective, we are going to do much better, and it's not that difficult. It requires only just a little bit of using your free will to dive into this information and to explore it. And you were saying also the importance of the number 7, and we are trying to do our best to accommodate for this 7-day cycle, also to be part of our show schedule or our radio schedule, and that we are using this energy of Sunday. People are in what they call the Monday blues. We can speak later about the Monday blues, but I think everyone can relate. But the mind is in a different frequency right now, and we are trying to reach people who are willing to question the past, so we can reframe the future. And the way to go to reframe the future is reframe our perceptions of time from disharmony to harmony. And I absolutely believe and trust that that the more people that are able to appreciate this harmonic rhythms and ratios and cycles that we are going to experience something that is beyond our current comprehension of things, and that will certainly catapult the whole species into a new era, and that's kind of pretty bold, but it is what we are trying to do, and in a very approachable way, and speaking live from the heart with no script really in mind, more than our daily attunement to days like today with Martin Luther King as a background. But I think it's amazing to have that reference point to reframe our perceptions from now on under his leadership. Yeah,
in real time. That's right. Right, yep. Here in real time. Yep. So it's a wonderful time to have spent on this call with you. I know you're down there holding it down in the Southern Hemisphere, Bogota, Colombia. Mm. I want to give a shout out to Bud Justice, who tuned in with us, and so happy to have his voice and insight and questions and information in the call as well. We look forward to inviting listeners out there who are just listening in. If you have questions, we certainly invite you to offer your questions in the future. If you feel more comfortable emailing the question, you'd like us to bring it up on a future show, go ahead and email us at info@calendartruth.info. We'd love to hear from you. And be sure to check out calendartruth.info, the website. Look through the blog where you'll find information on Calendar Referendum 2020. You can go to change.org. The link is there in that blog where you can go ahead and sign the petition. I think we're almost at 1,000 signees, which is wonderful. And they're actually from all over the world, which is super encouraging as a microcosm of this effort. So this is something that we've endeavored to do. We intend for it to take, its own shape, its own form, its own time. But we will eventually be presenting this to the UN General Secretary as a measure of the real will of the people, on this Lunar Human Day, where we're emphasizing the free will with which we're here to create the lives we want to experience and exhibit. So thank you all so much out there for tuning in. Again, check in with us at the same time in 7 days, right here on Now Time Radio. We will connect with you in real time at that time. Giving thanks, peace and love, in Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
Children crying,
one love.
Hear the children crying,
one heart.
Saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel all right. Saying, let's get together and feel all right. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let them help us all this. Who has hurt all mankind? Just a savior's own belief.
One love.
What about a one heart?
One heart. Let's get together and feel alright.
As it was in the beginning.
One love.
So shall it be in the end. Like this holy Armageddon, Gideon, Gideon, Gideon. When the man comes, there will be no doom. Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation.
You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio.